People still talk about a sermon illustration my dad used many years ago. As people walked into church that Sunday morning, they saw a small table sitting beside the pulpit. On it were some small food cartons, a bowl, a measuring cup, and a large spoon. When it came time for the sermon, he first held up the measuring cup and a small package of flour, then asked as he poured the flour into the cup, "Who would volunteer to come up here and eat these 2 cups of flour?" No one responded. Then he held up a container of cocoa and began pouring it into the measuring cup. "Well, will someone come and eat this cup of good cocoa?" Again, no one volunteered, not even the children. Next, he offered some shortening. No takers. "How about a teaspoon of vanilla?" No one responded. His text for the morning's sermon was Romans 8:28. "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." The application was obvious. Often things happen to believers as we walk through life, which, when viewed by themselves, just don't make sense, and sometimes don't taste too good. But when mixed together, well, just wait. At this point, my mom walked out onto the platform carrying a scrumptious-looking chocolate cake. Good. So don't just look at one negative incident in your life and allow fear to grip you. If you are God's child, loving Him and called according to His purpose, you can be sure He will work this together for your good. God knows how to make delicious chocolate cake.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.